afternoon, outliers.
I would first like to apologize because this morning's show, the live show, I tried to show a video on Fox News, and Watch Channel DE told me that the volume wasn't working. And everything I could see on my end showed it was working, and I rewatched the replay, and by God, there was no volume. So I apologize for that. And something broke, clearly, and I'm going to have to figure that out. But in the meantime, I won't be showing any videos. So hope y'all are having a fantastic Monday. Happy March 25th, year of our Lord 2024. Let's jump right into trading. I want to chat on a couple things. I did a little bit of back testing just a moment ago. I was curious to see something. Because I love data. I'm a big, big, big nerd. Outlier data testing. So in my testing, we talked about this last week. Like, for example, going long. Let me zoom in. Going long. When the status, the overlay is green, as you can see right here. Average return 4.04% with a 74.5% win rate, which is crazy, right? And I got to thinking to myself, because one characteristic of really strong stocks is, let's go to GPS. One characteristic of really strong stocks is getting it when it's above the prior day's high. For example, this is a great candle to demonstrate that, above the prior day's high. This one where the signal came was not that. This is above the prior day's high again, right? Multiple times entering when it was above the prior day's high. And I was like, I wonder if there's a correlation between outlier signals and prior day's high. So I ran the data and it was inconclusive, right? Above the prior day's high, I actually had a little bit lower win rate, slightly higher winning percent. So I don't think giving up 10 percentage points in win rate makes up for 74 basis points. Like the, what is the word I'm trying to say? The expectancy is not made up there. And so I did the same for short positions. So sell signals with a red overlay below the prior day's low was tremendously less, actually, than just any time. And then the win rate was also a lot less. And so I was glad I did that. And that's a part of backtesting, is that you can have inconclusive results, right? You can see something that doesn't fit your idea and be like, oh, okay, moving on. No big deal. So Brian says, we can learn to read lips. Brian, I'd like to deliver content just slightly better than that. Watch Channel DE. Thanks for watching live this morning. Jean-Louis, good to see you. Leo, good to see you. Okay. So, I want to jump into our market analysis. Welcome to the Outlier Trading Room. This is how to trade in only 10 minutes a day, and exactly how to take the guesswork out of trading. Key point, taking the guesswork out of trading, because the objective with this is where I can show you how I'm trading. You can trade along with it if you choose to, but every day I'm showing you what Outlier has, right? That's the objective here, right? And like I say, I am a partner with Outlier, and I'm really using my own real money, and this is my style of trading with Outlier, and Outlier delivers new opportunities every single day. Now, Outlier, my trading strategy with Outlier always starts with the market, right? If the market's pushing higher, I'm not going to be looking to go short. With the 10 over the 20, with price over the 50, good to see you, Jorn. So that's what we got on the market here. 10 is over the 20, price is over the 50, still pushing higher, right? I don't know when this market's ever going to give it up, but by all means, don't get in front of the trend. If it's working, let it work. Okay. So the next step, so we've identified we're only going to be looking at long trades. The next step is to look at our existing trades and work with those first, right? Reducing risk. That's the first thing we do every single day, is reduce risk. Now, we have two trades on right now, one in GDiddy and one in HMC. We'll talk about GDiddy first. We'll work on that one first, and then we'll go to HMC. GDiddy. So as you see on this, sorry, I feel the drainage coming right now. As you see on GDiddy, right, we marked that we would get out if it closed below yesterday's low or a sell into strength at G32 plus. GDiddy When we zoom in, looking at this bar right here, shows the behavioral heat map at G32. So today is an exit point on G Diddy. Now, had it closed over the one ATR today, I still would have closed the trade, okay? Because I'm following the plan to exit at that point. If it had not reached G32 and closed over, I'd be looking to roll up. We won't be doing that today. We'll be taking the trade off. So this is going to be an okay winner. Not the biggest winner I've ever had, but let's take a look here. From here to here is roughly $1.62, one and a third percent. Not the biggest winner of all time, but that's okay. G Diddy. And I really want to stress position sizing in just a moment. So G Diddy, we're closing the 115s in April. Mid price is 710. Let's see what we can do. Okay, April 19th, 115s, looking to close. I'm going to start at, it's from 690 to 740. I don't want to sell it at 690. So let's see where we can get filled. I'm going to start at 715 and work my way down. So 715, let that sit for a minute. To close the trade at 715. Let's check the 5-minute chart real quick. I just want to take a look at it. Oh, geez. No, let me go ahead. Because if this were pushing up, I'd let that sit. Okay. 715 is not getting filled. Let's go to 710. Okay, I'm out of G Diddy. 710 was the fill price. Not the greatest fill, but it's okay. Out of G Diddy at 710. Let me mark that in the Discord. And then I'll have a chat with you on position sizing. All right, out of G Diddy at 710. Where's G Diddy at? Oh, way up here. There. Okay. So I'm going to reply to it. Not going to edit it. Going to reply to it. And I'm going to copy this closed. All right, 325, close G Diddy. $115 calls or 710. And that gives me a return of 7.49%. Not the biggest in the world. It's okay. And why am I closing it? It hit the G32 exit point. Right? So we're not closing it randomly. We're closing it because it hit the exit point that we assigned. I should say I assigned last week. Taking the guesswork out of trading. Now, we're out of G Diddy. I want to spend a minute talking about HMC. So earlier on this morning, Stock Gambit seemed to be having a little bit of an emotional breakdown. He was like, oh, geez, what happened? Quite a bit riskier than U.S. traded stocks, large unpredictable gaps, also higher fees, recommended filtering out. It's down bigly on a huge gap. And so I looked at the chart and I'm like, it's down 41 cents. Like it's not down bigly. Like I don't know. I don't consider that bigly, but of course I'm just following my plan that I made on Friday. That's the objective here. Follow your plan, right? That was the screenshot I sent this morning. It was actually down like 31 cents, not 41 cents. And so he was talking about, he accidentally bought 200 potential. He may or may not have bought 200 contracts instead of 20. And that may have added to his shock on opening his brokerage account. And that's where I was like, position sizing cures all worries. This is my formula for position sizing, right? It's your account balance multiplied by your risk. So 100,000 times, I like 5%, divided by 2 times ATR. So whatever the ATR is, and that gives you a number of shares. And then generally it's around 80 delta where I get in. So I just use 80. And so 20 option contracts is where that comes to. Bruce says, So that's the number that I like there. Now, when I go to, where's it at? Oh, yeah, here. When I go into this, right, this is a spreadsheet that I use to make this incredibly easy. You can click right here to get it. You can also click on the how to trade in 10 minutes area of the Discord and get the same thing. So either way, that'll get you to the same spot. And it does the math for you. I'll zoom it in just a little bit. Right, so you can say HMC. You put your account balance over here, whatever the case is, right? If your account's 40,000 or 400,000 or even 40, it'll still do the math for you, right? And you don't have to put on giant trades because let's take a little walk down memory lane. So I just got out of GDiddy, right? GDiddy was a 7.5% gain on the option. And to my account, it was 50 basis points. So my account's up 50 basis points on this. So small, it's insignificant to me, right? I'm not stressing one way or another. Now, let's take a look at HMC, right? HMC gapped down this morning. That's okay, right? By all means, HMC could rocket ship, right? Following the performance summary here, 11.84, it's a positive, right? It's a positive. And that's what I look for. In fact, we can do this strategy tester, outlier theory long, just a basic back test. You can see it's actually performing inside of its back test. Okay. But here's the thing. When you have a really, really beautiful, strong trend, and I like to go to GPS because this is a recent example, at no point in time on a beautiful, strong trend is it closing below the prior day's low. That is why this is one of my key rules right here. If it closes below the prior day's low, I don't want to be in the trade, right? That means it's losing momentum. So on HMC, pushing higher, right? And then it absolutely could continue on higher. But because of my risk tolerance, and that's why I say this is my style of trading with Outlier, I'm going to take the 50-cent-ish loss, 40-something-cent loss, and I'm going to move on. And that's because I position sized in a way where it's not going to hurt me. In fact, let's close the trade. And I'll tell you where I get out. And I'll tell you how much it hurt my account. Because it ain't going to be much. I'll tell you that. All right. We're getting out of HMC 35 calls. Mid price is 230. Close position, full quantity. Okay. HMC closing the 35 calls. Mid price is 235. Let's see if I can get 235. I doubt it. Working at 235. Let's look at the 5-minute chart, see if it's going up or down. It's going sideways. See, right? The 10 EMA and the 20 EMA. Are like literally sideways on here. So it's not really trending in the direction I want to see. So let's move that down to 230 instead of 235. I am out. Average fill price, 230. Okay. So I'm totally out of HMC. At 230. So that was a 15.88% loss on the stock on the particular option down here. This is why position sizing is so critical, right? Now, there's one thing I really want to stress, right? With our back test showing a 75% win rate, that doesn't mean it's going to be every 3 out of 4 winners, right? With our back test, let's pop that open again. So I really want to stress the point of having a back test and having a realistic understanding of what this means. win rate, 74.5%. Crazy numbers. I agree with that. Crazy numbers. But that doesn't mean that every 3 out of 4 you win. That means that over the course of, you know, your sample size, whatever that is, 3 out of 4 have shown to be winners. In fact, this is a perfect example. There's, in this back test, 546 trades. Man, I wish I had a bell curve because I would love to see that distribution. I need to build that. But look at this. Like the first, in fact, let me go to the green overlays because that's really what I want to see. Right? So here's two losers in a row. Here's one, two, one. Here's a spat that 3 out of 4, in fact, we could go a little bit bigger. 1, 2, 3, 4 out of 6 were losers right here, right? So what I'm trying to say is that it's never going to be 3 out of 4. But given the course of, you know, 546 trades, that's what the data has shown, which is pretty cool, right? But that doesn't mean that every 3 out of 4 are going to be winners. So what I'm trying to get at is we're going to have runs where it's like everything is clicking and it's amazing. And then we're going to have times where things just aren't working out. And then we're going to have times in between. So that's really what I wanted to stress to you. Trading is not linear. But having the right position size makes a huge difference. Right? So going back to this, 15.88% loss. Let me finish this out. Sorry. 325 closed. HMC, 35 calls. What was it? 230. And it was a loss of 15.88%. And it closed below the prior day's low. Okay, so with that being said, I'm flat. I have no trades on right now. So that gives me a wide open account. And that's why we start here, right? That's why we start here. Oh, I wanted to talk numbers real quick. So while that was a 15.88% loss on that one trade, my account was impacted by 2.36%. Right. So we talked a minute ago about my GDD win. My account grew by 50 basis points on this loss on HMC. My account's down 2.3%. So net, let's call it 1.86% loss on the day. I'll survive. I still have 98.4% of my account or 98.2% of my account. That's how you have to trade. That's the mentality you have to have. Yeah, it didn't work. No big deal. Because it was like 1.8% of my account down for the whole day. I'll survive. That's why position sizing is so critical. Let's move on. All right. Close, close, close. Next step. We've already done our existing trades. Grab today's outlier signals. So I'm going to come in here to the outlier watch list, pop this open. I already filtered for greens. So we're going to find everything that's March 25th, which there's a handful. Copy. Throw them into any old spreadsheet just for handiness.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And then I'm going to drop them into TrendSpider. You can put this in any charting platform. I always like to say you don't need TrendSpider. You really don't. If you want it, here's a discount code, but you don't need it. It just allows me to do a lot of cool stuff that I can't do otherwise. So I'm going to run the scanner right here. And the scanner is super simple. The scanner is just going to look through each one of these charts and make sure there's no order blocks in the way, price is in the direction of the trend, and there's no earnings in the next 3 days. So Really, really simple. Just going to run that right there. Now, I did check this list earlier, and these two, which I marked as red, do have order blocks in the way, right? I wouldn't trade this unless it was closed above. And I wouldn't trade this unless it was closed above. If it closed above, I'm good for it. So even though these popped up on my list, I think the filter was, or the scanner was looking off that order block versus that order block. I don't know. Either way, I'm not going to be trading, because see, this order block is a little closer than that order block. I won't be trading either of these. So the next step is to do a double backtest. So we're going to look at the TrendSpider backtest, the outlier signals backtest. It's a really, really simple backtest in TrendSpider. It's just, how does it do above and below the 10-period EMA? Is it positive or is it negative? So I have a way to do that in TrendSpider, which is really cool. They call it their variance analysis. But I have to type these in manually. It only takes a second. So give me a moment. IR. Oh, lob. See, I'm taking this list right here. These two I'm going to skip. STLD. In it. TTD. That's the trade desk. And Venom. Not too much today. Takeoff spy. Going to sort highest to lowest right there. Easy peasy. And let's pop that back open. Okay. So we're not going to look at TTD, but we'll look at the other four. So that's Venom, Tenet, IR, STLD. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into Tastyworks while I pull up each one. So I'll type in Venom, V-N-O-M, because that does take a moment to load. And we'll see the option chains. So what I like to look for is 21 days to expiration, 250 plus open interest, less than 50 cent bid ask spread, 20% or less extrinsic value, generally around 80 delta. So Venom does have some right at the 80 delta too. I like that. Okay, cool. Let's check the back test on Venom. Just a zoomy any. Okay, not too overbought right here. Or G6 performance summary, 144%. Gimme. I'm very interested in Venom. My son's favorite comic book superhero, whatever you want to call it, is Venom. He'll be excited about that. April 19th, 36 calls, 50 cents wide, or less than 50 cents wide. That's 20 cents right now. Extrinsic value, 33 cents on 245 is only 13%. I love it. For me, this sets up perfect. Let me see where I can get filled. All right, Venom. I'm going to my business account on the other screen. Looking at Venom, April 19th, 36 calls. Oh, get your position size. We talked about that earlier. Get your position size in here. I'll type it in for you. VNOM. So, you know, be sure you put your account balance in, your percent that you want to risk, you know, and then get that. Do the same on my end. Okay. All right. Going along, Venom, 36 calls on April 19th. Let's see if I can get 245. Let me see if I can get, I'll try 235 to start. I'll let that work. All right, that order is working on Venom at 235. Let's go to the next one. Tenet, T-N-E-T. So there's no liquidity here. So like I say, I like to see 250 plus open interest. I don't see that there, so I'm going to move on. IR. Oh, there's decent liquidity here, but it's over, it's $5 wide. That's stupid. Just really not enough liquidity going on. for me to get into this one. This one at the 80 delta, 50 cents wide, but only 100 contracts. Not interested. That was IR. STLD is the last one. Oh, we got some liquidity here. Okay. 760. That's a 68 delta. It's not my favorite. Let's take a look. So 244 over 760. What's that? 32% extrinsic. But I can't get into this one because that's over my $10 limit. I have a hard limit on that. I could fudge this a little bit. It is the most liquid of all of them. 30 cents wide. Let's see if we can get filled on this one. Like I say, it's a little bit high, a little bit rich on the extrinsic value. Let's take a look at STLD on Outlier real quick. Oh, wow. 214%. I like that. 214% on STLD on the back test there. What is this? Heat map's at G21. So I would only be looking for the heat map to be going up to G25. You can see that up here. G25. Is 5 points above where I'm at right now. If it's greater than G15 to 20, I'm only looking for 5 points greater, and it's a G21. So I'm open to it. All right. So that was, who was that? STLD. Let's go back to Venom. Still not filled. Let me knock that down a little bit, or knock it up, I should say. Whoa, 265. We were putting a trade in 235 a minute ago. What happened? I don't know. We need to bump that up a lot. Okay. I'm just going to go straight up to 280. I'm filled. Oh, great. Ship fill. Oh, man. Did I actually get filled at 280? What a crap trade. Refreshing my screen just to make sure. Yep, 280. Damn it. I could have waited 5 seconds and saved a couple bucks. I hope you did. By the time the stream should have got out to you, surely you would have. All right. 325. Trade number one. Bought 419. The NOM. Which strike was that again? 36 calls. Or 280. And Venom's trading at 38.12 right now. Okay. We'll mark this chart up in a moment. Let's get over to STLD real quick. STLD. So that's 40 cents wide. Now it's 30 cents wide. I don't want to overpay again. STLD. STLD, April 19th, 140 calls. Let's see if I can get in at 735. We'll fill at 730. A little price improvement. Okay, I'll take it. 730. That was a decent fill. Okay. And it filled pretty quick. Trade number two. This one's an STLD. 730. And trading at current price is 144.87. Cool. All right. Now that's the trades that we're putting on for the day. Let's go through and mark up the charts so we know exactly what we're going to do, right? Take the guesswork out of trading. It's not subjective. We know exactly what we're going to do. All right, Venom. First, let me add this to my main list. We got in at 38.12. And just to put a little cap on what I was saying earlier, look at this trend. At no point did it close below the prior day's low. closing below the prior day's low is not a sign of a strong trend. Look at this trend. At what point did it close below the prior day's low? There. So let's just use a close over the 10. So right here to there. 13%. That's what you want to look for. If you're finding a stock that's trading below the prior day's low like this, that doesn't necessarily show a lot of strength to it. Okay. So if that happens, by all means, get out. That's the way I look at it. 3812 is where we got in. Sean Louis, I see your note. I'm laughing because I know that you got in that yesterday. Let's just assume. All right, the half ATR value from 3812. The current ATR is 86. So 86 divided by 2 minus 3812. 3769. That's a half ATR exit. Now let's look. Is that, which is the least amount of risk? The 10, yesterday's low, or this one? Clearly this one. Which, in fact, tomorrow is going to be roughly today's low candle. So that should be good. Now, plus one ATR, 86 over. So 3812 plus. Sorry, you can't see that. Plus one ATR value. I'm looking down here. Plus .86, 3898. Again, 3984. All right, so that's the plan in Venom. Let's go, I think I add that to my main list already. Yeah, let's go to STLD. Add that to my main list. Let's add our notes. One. Two, three, four. All right. So STLD, we got in at what price? 144.87. The one ATR value is 3.52. So 3.52 divided by 2 minus 144.87 is 143.11. So looking at this, where is the least amount of risk? It's actually going to be today's low. If you look at this, right? Today's low is going to be 144.44. So we could probably drop that up there, 144.44. So that's going to be our exit point tomorrow. It's not a big deal if it goes through it right now. But what matters is tomorrow. Does it close below that level tomorrow? We can adjust it down if needed. But the point is, if a stock closes below the prior day's low, you don't want to be in it if you're being long. Okay? It's nowhere close to that today, and it hasn't been. But we'll just see. All right. Now let's go up. So 3.52 above. 148.39 plus one ATR, but then do it again, 81.91. Okay, so that is my plan. Look at that, a super tight risk. All right, and that's the point. We want to keep our risk really tight and let our gains be open-ended. So, Jean-Louis is in all state. Damn, Jean-Louis. You nailed it, dude. Look at that. Awesome, awesome. So, Allstate was a pick that we had last week. I took the trade off because... 36? You didn't get 36, right? Yeah. Venom. 36 calls. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I wrote down the wrong one. Venom's calls were 36 calls. STLD, that's what I got wrong. STLD's was not 36 calls. It was the 140s. Got it. Thanks, Sebastian. Sorry, guys. All right. Jean-Louis is living the dream with Allstate right now. So I still have my charts marked up here. Jean-Louis, I would be rolling up and then rolling up again. I don't know where you got in, but I got out here because it was a close below the prior day's low, right? We see that spot right there. Now, it bounced beautifully hard off that 20 EMA. It's up eight bucks or so from where I got out. So awesome, awesome move for Jean-Louis. I'm really, really happy for you. It's currently sitting at a heat map of G18. So Jean-Louis, if I were watching this, I would be a long exit if the heat map hit G15 to 20. So I would actually be out today. Yesterday was G16. G18 is today because the buy signal came when it was down at G13. So yeah, dude, today would be a great exit and you would have made bank on that. I'm really, really happy for you, son, or sir. I shouldn't say son. Just get used to talking to my children. Really, really happy about that, dude. Way to go. Seven-ish dollars from this candle right here. And like I said, right, this is my style of trading, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to hit every home run out of there, right? But the outlier data pulled through once again. Shabam. Good work, Jean-Louis. I really, really hope that you were in that trade because I would be getting out today. So that's going to wrap it for today. So moral of the story is we are out of GDiddy or out of HMC for two different reasons. We're in Venom and we're in STLD. Oh, I didn't mark on here where my, give me a second here. Where my sell into strength would be. Which is what Jean-Louis could be doing at this very moment. All right, it's currently at G6. So if it gets anywhere for G15 or higher, I would get out. So Venom, G15 plus. You are, dude, I'm super happy for you. Way to go. Sell and strength at G15 plus. STLD. Current heat map is G21. So if it's a greater than that, then I'm looking for 5 points higher. So it'd be G26 for me. Cool. All right. Rock and roll. So that's it for today. Now, as you guys have seen, I'm not going to win every trade. Jean-Louis is not going to win every trade, but I do have a plan no matter what. But that's how you take the guesswork out of trading. Have a fantastic afternoon. Thank you all so much for coming to today's Outlier Trading Room. See you tomorrow. Talk soon.